The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hello, everyone, and welcome. The Millionaire Imprint, has it never sounded better to me than right now, I tell you. And there's no greater time than right now listening to what it is that we have to share with you today. We have my beautiful co-host, Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to the show. It's going to be great.
I love the topic that you created for us to talk about. Let me let the audience know what it's about, and then we're going to get right into it. But I want to let everybody know right now, go get a piece of paper and a pen. Go get a piece of paper and a pen, because you're going to want to take notes on some of these things. And that's usually what I like to do when I listen to podcasts. I like to jot things down. And here it is. So You're inviting us today on how to book high-paying coaching and consulting packages in this changing market. And should coaches and consultants be selling low-ticket programs and packages or high-ticket programs and packages? For many coaches who want to reach six figures or higher in their business, creating high-value, high-paying packages have been the norm before COVID. In today's episode, we will discuss why at this time, the challenge is not with the price. The challenge lies somewhere else. So let's dive into some of the questions to find out if and how you can book high paying coaching clients to your programs and packages. So we're going to talk about how to set up a high ticket coaching platform.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's harder to sell? This is an important one. So really ask yourself this question. If you're an entrepreneur out there, and if you're a coach and you want to grow your business, asking yourself this question right here. Do you think it's harder to sell 1,000 items that cost $10 or 10 items which cost $1,000? I hope that you answered the latter, because the truth is that the effort it will take to market the latter will be much lesser than marketing the former. The difference between the two is strategy, and who you target and how you target them is what Ahana and Daniel are reminding us of. Daniel, do you have people put in more or less work to close high cost products than cheaper entry-level ones?
Yeah, so recently we did have a discussion with wellness service and coaching friend of ours. She said she has a lot of coaches and consultants promoting the entry-level, you know, $27, $47, even $97 products. And she thinks that'd be a good starting point for someone who's just finished their coaching certification to start there, explore the market, and build up confidence. To some extent, there's nothing wrong with going there and testing out the market. However, from what we've experienced, you know, you spend some time promoting a $47 product, you can spend the same effort or less if you spend that same time promoting a $500, $497 product, or even a $4,000 product. You know, and that's why we put that top bit at the start. The only thing that's going to change is the strategies on how you actually market that product, and obviously the people who can go for it, because the people that can afford $4,000 is going to be different. Now, the reason that a coaching business is trying to reach the $10,000 a month, you know, that's the magic number. Everyone wants to get there. You'd have to market a lot. You know, it's around $247 a month products. You know, you have to do the same amount of branding, authority building, and referral networking to get them qualified leads, because you're looking at 200 sales. So that could be, you know, lots of calls.
$247.
Yeah,
sales,
so I'm saying if you're doing 200 sales opposed to doing two or three sales,
that would be
obviously there's a massive difference.
Times three sales,
So the strategies are different, obviously. The effort might almost be neck to neck, but here's the catch. You're trying to sell three people to get over $10,000 a month for selling that $4,000 package. You can budget a portion of that money and get someone to do your marketing for you. You're outsourcing all that. You're spending a lot less time on delivering that. And now you have a lot more freedom to do other things in your business as well. So that's really the great advantage. So promoting signature high coaching packages, that also gives the opportunity to pack in value and transformation for your client. Because especially if you're doing that over the phone, you're doing lots of, you know, sales for the 47 or lots of webinars, you're doing so much more work to get them sales in. You know, 200 versus three, I'd rather be selling three things a month than 200.
And you know what I love about what you're saying is that to me feels so much, I resonate with that so much better, because the three leads, the three people that I'm going to build a relationship with, that I'm going to sell my package to, I want to connect with them and have an engagement with them, right? And you know, knowing that it's only going to be three people that I'm going to be doing this with, reaching out and doing that, that is just so much easier, and it just frees up so much more time to do other things, right?
Yeah. And I'm just one final. It's a paradigm shift, and a lot of people don't see it that way. But if you think that you've got to sit there and constantly, that's why we put the $10 there versus $1,000, $1,000 packages. People think they've just got to get it out there and get rid of as many as they can. And I mean, you're not a convenience store. If you're doing a coaching business, you should be high end. You should be trying to attract them clients that are willing to invest in themselves, and they can do that. And once you actually change that mindset and you know that you're going after that certain sort of lead and clientele, it's going to make attracting them higher leads so much easier as well.
That's so great. That's so great. And we know that attracting those leads, we have to have a foundation, right? So Ahana, you're going to talk to us today about what do we need to do to have that foundation in place.
Yeah. So just a couple of things as you know, both of you were talking about it. So when we talk about a high value package, what we're talking about, the reason why it's high value, high paying is because it also provides a massive transformation for the client. So at this time, those $10, $47, $27, of course we do that as tripwires, but when you look at those products, it's kind of touch and go. You know, it's not really producing that result in your life, that change in your life. So that's the difference we have to keep in mind. And then when I say high value or a high end package, it could be, you know, a group coaching, it could be a master for a coach, but also say, for example, if you're a therapist, you know, you are a psychologist, you're a chiropractor, you're already doing your one-on-one sessions, but if you put them together, say if you could do 10 sessions and each of the sessions is $500 or $300, but you sell them as a package, then it becomes a $5,000 or a $3,000 package, a yearly package. It could mean that as well. So for a lot of people doing these one-on-one sessions, it's about how you put the packages together so you have a recurring income. So that's what I mean by kind of like a high, you know, a high paying package. But anything at the range of 2 to 3K and above, there are five fundamental things that you need to have in your business in order for you to attract those leads. And in our program, when we do our coaching program, we try to build that right away within 30 days. And that the first of that is a very positioned business. So you're positioning to attract the right kind of people to your target market. So that's one. So you have to get very specific there. And then once you know this is the target market, this is who I'm attracting to the business, you positioned right, you do the branding based around that. Once you've done the branding around that, you bring that branding through everything. And a lot of people just leave it at, you know, a logo on the website or a couple of things here, but the copywriting, the way you go through your entire website, through your social media profiles, optimizing them all across, you have to bring that brand. And then you build authority with that specific area. You build authority in that space. Once you build authority, then you can do your marketing in that space. So marketing is all about providing incentives to your target market to join your exclusive community. So within our program, we build this up between about 30 to 45 days, and we create a targeted appointment funnel or a lead generation funnel. And your entire lead generation process has to be geared towards what we call qualified leads. We'll talk about that as we go along. But these five things are absolutely important to have this foundation to attracting high-paying clients.
Yeah. So can we do a recap before we go to break, Daniel? And then just Ahana, and then let's go to break right after that. Recap.
Yeah. So for the first part there, what you need to really just change is when you're going after people, do understand that it's not going to take 10 times the amount of work to get someone that wants to sit there and pay $1,000 or use the $47 to $4,000. You know, it's not going to be exponential like that. The difference is the branding that you do, the Facebook advertising you do, however you want to strategize and get them leads, the only thing that's going to be different is the people that you go after.
Yeah. And then, of course, the foundation and position business, running that builds that resonance and trust. Then you build the authority in there. And then all of that, that branding and authority needs to reflect through your website, through your social media, through all your messaging. And then finally, when you have that space, you use marketing strategies to give incentives to your target market and bring them into your community.
I love it. It sounds very clean. Sounds very clean. And it sounds like, you know, a nice foundation to build upon, upon and to work from. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about setting up your high funnels for high coaching, for your high coaching. Okay. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
We are back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Ahana and Daniel. And these guys are from Australia, by the way, and it is winter over there. That's why they're dressed in their winter clothing. It's 6 o'clock in the morning over there, right? Six or five?
Yeah, six o'clock.
Still dark and cold.
Dark and
we
cold.
Were sleeping. We would be half asleep if it was five.
and let's not forget it's Saturday.
Yep. Yes, it is.
I mean, and it goes to show you, you know, once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur. We know how to show up. Come wind, come snow, come shine, whatever. We are here and we're showing up. And that's what I love about what we're doing, is because we're helping people build their businesses, leave their legacies, raise their vibration in all the ways that they're ready to step into, right?
50% is showing up, trust me. Mm-hmm. Most people, they just don't engage and they don't show up. So 50% of the game you won if you just show up, and then you have to work through the rest of the 50% and you always hit success.
You know what my new thing is? Show up or get out.
Mm-hmm.
Show up or get out. It's really show up or get out. It's, you know, this is where it's at. It's like, I want to play with people that want to show up, and let's bring our personal best. And so now we're going to, you know, build this entrepreneur generation and the people that really want to be six-figure, seven-figure, million-dollar earners that are ready to take their business to that level, because it's there. And we just, again, we're getting the strategies now, and that's what we're doing. So let's talk about, most people get confused about what to put on their website and how to draw ideal clients. Can we solve that problem by thinking in terms of a funnel? We're going to find out. Ahana, what kind of funnels should you use, and what is different about them if you want to sell high value coaching packages?
Yeah, so most coaches, they are thinking in terms, you know, they think separately. So marketing is all about integration. And what happens is that they've got this website, and then they've got, you know, they're doing some work on social media, and then they go to meetings and do referrals, or they're, you know, trying to network. So it's all separate in their mind, or in the actions that they take. But really, the way we need to think about marketing for any business, but specifically for you know, coaching business, you want to attract high quality leads, is in terms of a funnel. So the most common funnel that coaches are used to is the, especially for high-end packages, is the appointment funnel. So the idea behind the appointment funnel is that you want to bring someone into an appointment and have a chat with them, and you want them to, you know, feel how you would, you know, how you would work with them as a coach or a consultant, or how, what kind of problems you want to solve them, and then take them to, you know, a proposal or convert them. And for therapists, naturopaths, chiropractors, those kind of people, the funnel usually is that somebody will book in a call, they'll come in and they will test you out. But what you need to think about when I'm talking about funnels is that there are hundreds of people who are visiting your website. You just don't know it, right? They're coming to your website, they are looking for specific information. And when they come to your website, they form an opinion, or you know, they form a perspective of what you do. And if they're not ready to buy, which a majority of the people are not ready to buy, they're just hunting for information, they'll actually bounce off your website or your social media page, and they will leave your website or page or profile or group or whatever that is. And if you have not captured them, you have actually left a lot of money on the table. So when we start thinking of funnel, we start thinking from that level. So the chances of them returning to your website or your page is actually minimal. So you have to capture them. And then when you capture them in your, as a lead into your community, then they start, now you've taken that person out of, you know, a few billion people on the internet into your community, and now you can have a much more engaged interaction with them. So that's the top of the funnel. The top of the funnel is always a big pool of interested people, capture them, and then you start nurturing them. And the nurturing sequence is so important in a coaching business. And, you know, if you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he does it brilliantly. He's got followers after followers after followers. So this whole idea about, you know, keep creating a following, creating a community, creating a group, it's all about nurturing. It's a nurturing system. Even your list, you nurture them. And then you keep offering them at different points in time a chance to work with you. Because when somebody is ready, and if they are in that, you know, nurturing sequence with you, chances are that they are already half sold and they'll come and reach out to you, and then they're easy to convert. So the three important things in a funnel is always capturing and leads and nurturing them within your community, so you warm them up. And then if they're ready, qualify them. And what you want in your appointment is a qualified lead, not a random person who just comes up and say, hey, I want to, you know, have this coaching call with you. But somebody who's qualified means they're ready to work. And then you take that qualified lead into your sales conversation, and it converts beautifully and converts easily. And that's how you actually convert a high paying or high ticket program.
Yeah, I like that. I like the strategy. I like the nurturing piece and building the trust and all of that, right? Establishing the trust, establishing the connection, because it's a relationship. And then, you know, then they will want to work with you. Then they will want to pay you $5,000 or $10,000, whatever it may be, that because they feel that respect, they feel that nurturing, and they feel the value.
They're ready. They're ready. When somebody is ready for a transformation, they will put the time, effort, money, commitment, all of that.
Yeah.
If they're not ready, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to put it in. So, you know, start that work with you. So your job is to keep them warm. And so when they're ready, they will work with you. It's a little bit long term, but it works really, really well if you are able to do
that. And I think really that's really where we really need to shift. Like you said earlier, it's a paradigm shift, Daniel. We really need to shift our paradigm into bringing it back to very simple, basic things. Yeah. And how do we do it from there? And so, Daniel, what are your strategies to get people into consultation calls?
You know, that's like the $1 million question, isn't it? Everyone always asks that.
Yeah, what is it?
Getting traffic and funnels to appointments. So Ahana has been working with coaches for years, and so am I. And within the programs, we always split it into two different strategies. So number one would be long-term consistent lead generation. That was one of the ways she was talking about, get the people into your list and do it that way. Now, that will be an ongoing marketing cycle, both organic and paid. Just to put the leads into your funnels. And what you said with the funnel, and that's one thing that people always don't remember with a funnel. The funnel is always getting people into the funnel, have a lead magnet, a bribe, get them going there. It can even be entry level. So when we're talking about that $47 product, you do that, but it's never your intention to just sell a $47 product. Mm-hmm. And that's what you really should be doing. You should be using a funnel to sell your work backwards. Have a core product in mind, and always whatever you're doing with that start of the funnel, getting people into a free product or watch a free video, whatever it is, it should be the intention to sell that core product. And then the second one is short-term active marketing. Now, this is social selling, networking to grow your leads and referral partners. Now, either way, wherever these two strategies you use, you need to draw in high-quality traffic. And to do that, you need to make sure that you're branding yourself accurately, create authority and influence in the market that you're going after, micro niche as much as possible to make sure you stand out from the rest of the people. Bring all that traffic into a community and really nurture it, just like Ahana was mentioning. A Facebook group is a great way to do that now, like with today's technology. And obviously you do that with email marketing as well on your
list.
Yeah. And finding the right marketing strategies for that conversion is really important. And finally, create the right market campaigns so you can have joint venture partners that can join you as well. I know there's many pieces of the puzzle. Now, there's as many parts to the marketing promotion plan. It just needs to be customized to attract them high quality leads that you're really after. And once you can build that roadmap, each of the clients that you're bringing in, that's going to be one of the key pieces on how to get them interested and how to convert them to your certain niche.
And like you said, the roadmap actually has to consist of that long-term plan that he talked mm-hmm. about. You have to bring in these consistent leads, and then you have to have monthly active prospecting as well. And we do that. You have to do that simultaneously. You can't just say, I'll just do, you know, Facebook ads and try to get a bunch of people. That doesn't work. Or I'll just sit and, you know, I'll just keep doing content. That doesn't work either. So,
which is what I was saying. You need to have two strategies in place. It needs to be a mixture of organic and paid strategies. Organic is great because it, you know, essentially it's not costing you anything. But one thing that people are listening, and please write this one down, time is money. So you can spend so much time doing organic marketing, do cold calls on the phone, whatever it may is, but you're going to be spending a lot of your time and energy doing that. If you can use that and make it a bit quicker with paid ads and with basically directing people back to a website
or
and
doing it that campaign.
Way, a paid campaign, you're going to save yourself
after prospecting yeah. campaign, it just opens up a huge opportunity.
Yeah, that's a really good strategy, the paid campaign. I think, yep. you know, that's a really good one because if you put a paid campaign in there once a month as something like, I don't know, would that be right to do once a month or not that much?
Well, we do a mini one once a month. So we go mini and a big one, mini and a big one. So usually yeah. we'll do a big one once every 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's really a great way to do it. And, you know, I like the idea of the long term. And because one of the things that came up for me, Daniel, was how do you deal with, you know, rejection? How do you mm-hmm. deal? Because, you know, you're building a relationship. Then the people are like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. But definitely you will then put them on the long-term list and you'll contact them again here in a couple months or 3 months or something like that, right? Because you've got that long-term, you've already built the connection, because them saying no doesn't mean that they're no, never. It's just, they're not ready right now. Is that right?
That's yeah. right. And I mean, that's the age-old thing about marketing, isn't it? Your job is to continue to build value. You know, and you know, you can always ask a group of people, is somebody ready to take action now? And a different person is going to put their hand up. You ask that same person, like you say, 3 months later or 6 months later, they're going to put their hand up now. Mm-hmm. It's all about timing. And, you know, your job as an entrepreneur, as a marketer, is just to pick that right time and just keep building value and strategies.
Yeah, I love that. We've covered a lot of ground already. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how important community is. So how important your community is, the tribe building your community, what you're doing, influencing your market, and how important that community is. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
You know, I always say, set your compass to your true north, in community, for community, because love is the action and peace is the way. And that's really where we're going. This is the new world that we're creating. And community, it's all about community. And I really find that right now, more than ever, it really starts in our local community. It starts at home. It starts at home within your being. It starts at home within your community. That's where it begins. And then let it ripple down. Let it ripple out. So how important is community building in finding the right referrals and clients for your coaching business? Daniel, why should a coach invest time and effort and money building up their community?
Okay. First of all, let me share a few ways that you can build a community. So if you have a membership, so an exclusive mailing list, or you have something like a Facebook group, you know, that's the new greatest thing, which is helping people out at the moment. That's a place where you can build the authority, and it's a place for you to run your narrative. This does take time. It's not going to be instant success. And you need to be consistent. You need to put a lot of love and attention into that area and build that community over time. And that's why so many coaches don't really do it, because there is that sort of, you know, like time process and consistency over time. But when you do it, you know, you're going to get amazing results. So what I would like to say about this is one of our mentors asked us this: would you rather fish in the sea or would you rather fish in your own private pond? Cornelia, where are you fishing?
Yeah, I'm going to fish in my own private pond.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why when you build your brand, your following, your community will follow from there. Look, it might take a bit of time, patience and work, but the benefits of it obviously are tremendous, because you have your own private pond. So if you're on, you know, if you have the right plan in place, you're very strategic about what you do, you can add a really ton of value and you can become the go-to expert with your little community. And I mean, and that's huge, because you've got all these highly motivated, qualified leads right there for you to access to. And obviously they come in because you built the community, you built trust, you're providing value all the time. And it's just going to make things so much easier for you. And, yeah, and the same goes with, I know I spoke a little bit more about the group, but the same goes with email marketing as well. If you have amazing content, you know, you bring out great newsletters, people are actively going to be opening up your emails, because when they're going through their feed, it's like, oh yeah, just another email. But if you can sit there and stand out from the rest and provide real value, people are going to open your emails. And if you are using your email marketing campaign for a lot of your sales and affiliation, it's going to be very profitable for you.
I think the last email e-newsletter that you sent out, we had a 35% open rate. Yeah. That is crazy.
That is. That's almost 50%. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, a 35% open rate, and I think it was slightly over 15% click-through
rate as well.
So it was really, really, and that's the power of a community, because you know you're connecting at that level.
Mm. Let me ask you: do you remember the subject line that you wrote, Daniel? About what was your subject line in your email list? Do you remember?
I would have to go through off the top of my head. I actually don't, because I know I always try a few different ones.
Yeah, but I have to tell you that that's what really, you know, when we write subject lines, we write it in a way that we are actually talking to a friend, a colleague, or, you know, somebody within the group. So it's very personal. Mm. We always put up subject lines where we make them very personal, or something that, you know, makes a person, you know, sort of click something in their head, and then we can go on. They can go on and read more, but it's always very, very personal. It's, when we write it in a way that's good copywriting. Write it in a way that you're addressing a single person.
Yeah,
that's a huge tip. And you're doing copywriting.
It's basically what we're supposed to do too in making videos. Is you're talking to one person, right? You're solving their problems.
Yeah.
That one person is whose problems you're solving, and that's the person you want to speak to, right? Yeah, and the email. So asking you two experts this, you know, as you guys know, you know, I've got a spiritual business and then I've got my business success media business too. So I've got two businesses and I'm passionate about both of them. And, you know, I also have a membership site.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have a Facebook group. for the membership site. Would you recommend that I do that for that site?
No, absolutely. I mean, either way. So either you can have that relationship within your email list. And we have some, one of the things that happens a lot to us is we send out an email and somebody actually replies back. Mm-hmm. So this happens consistently with our emails. We'll have to go and check, you know, every time we do our blast, because someone just will reply back and ask, you know, three questions. And this is consistent. So either that through an email list or a Facebook group or some kind of a community, but where people or a following, and that takes a really a lot of skill and time. But like, you know, I give the example of Gary Vaynerchuk, definitely. But content marketing, people don't realize the importance of that. It's hugely important. It doesn't matter what business you're in, but especially if you're a coach, consultant, or a therapist.
Okay. Something for me to think about. All right, Ahana. Now, excuse me, what type of content is going to get the community engaged?
Yeah, that's, you know, again, that's a great question, because when you think of, you know, people start thinking of, or coaches start thinking of content, they're just putting these random posts up. But when you start thinking in terms of funnels, community, your content actually changes. So first, let me share with you that content marketing and social media marketing is really, really important if you want to position yourself to that target market niche, and you want to attract those high paying clients. That it is key. So there are many programs that will tell you, you can get a cold lead, you do a Facebook ad, you get a cold lead, you send them to a webinar. And yes, that strategy works, but you have to put in a lot of money upfront. Yep. To get that to work, because what you're doing is you want to attract really high quality leads to that webinar. So you're targeting has to be right, your copy has to be right, and then your webinar has to be fabulous in order for that to convert. And there is a lot of upfront costs to that. So the idea is that you know, if you had powerful content in your website, your video, your social media posts and engagements, people are really invested and engaged with you, and they're really, you know, looking at everything you're sending on your mailing list, they're in your group, chances are that when you launch or if they see your ad, they will convert like this. So that's why retargeting ads work so much better than just, you know, Facebook ads. And people don't realize the, you know, that a lot of the top entrepreneurs are retargeting you. They're capturing your information and they're retargeting you. And that's why those campaigns on Facebook are powerful, and that's how they're reducing their costs. But if you don't have a lot of money to put up front, then content marketing and social media marketing is your go-to. It's, you know, in order for you to get powerful leads. And again, think in terms of a funnel. So when you get a pool of people and then it slowly trickles down, and when someone is ready, that then becomes your qualified lead. And if a qualified lead is somebody who reaches out to you, when they come to you, they are really easy to convert, because you give them a solution, you work through the objections, and they will convert. So the leads coming through these cold webinars, they kind of, it's like a hit and miss. So you have to have a really good sales team. And a lot of people will actually hire high ticket closers to get, you know, to convert these kind of leads. So if you don't have that, you don't have a high ticket closer, you don't have a lot of ad budgets, you have to build it up. This is how you build it up. So unless you have, you know, that ad budget or that high ticket closer and the teams in place, spend time with your content, your social, your video, your audio, your written content that brands you, gives your audience high value, create that following, create that sense of community. And chances are that you are definitely going to bring those people in. We only do 20%. When we do a content calendar, we work with a lot of accounts where we're doing content and social media calendars. Only 20% of the content is pre or promotional posts. Mm. The rest is all branding, building authority, giving high value work, you know, doing community posts. Only 20% is promotional.
Wow. I wouldn't have thought that.
And just to add to that, it depends also on the people's budget. If you have somebody that has a massive budget, they're willing to put thousands of dollars into their marketing campaigns, then they're happy to spend $30, $50, $100 per acquisition. And what I mean by acquisition is it might take $5 or $10 to get that person into the webinar, when you're looking at the numbers, it's more likely $50 or maybe $100 to actually convert that person on the webinar. So when people are sitting there thinking about webinars, you need to have a really good marketing budget behind you if you want to convert them clients. And that's why it's worth having a high-end product, because you're spending all that money getting something to a webinar, selling a $20 or a $50 product, you're probably going to break even or even be at a loss. So yeah, you just need to be mindful of that when you start getting into webinars.
You're saving us a lot of money.
Just keep building, keep building that community, keep doing that work, because we get very, very qualified leads. I mean, we've got one lady who came through a blog and bought a $10,000 product in like 30 minutes on a call, and because she's just been following the work on social. I mean, that's the power of content. So definitely focus on that.
Yeah. And you guys have a Facebook group right now too. Do you want to announce that Facebook group or?
So that's just at obviously facebook.com/groups/ high growth marketing.
It's brand new. We just started it, and we started it to answer these kind of questions.
Not even 2 weeks ago now. So it's very new.
It's a week old, but we want to keep it very exclusive there because we want to answer these questions, and you can go and see some of the questions that people have asked there. I'm sure they'll help you with your marketing as well. So people are asking them very, very powerful questions in it. So that's the group.
Yeah. And again, this is for the group that wants to show up. I mean, really show up. You know, use the resources and the tools that's there and bring your professionalism, bring your questions, and bring your experience. I'm there too. So I'm going to actively participate in this group. And definitely you'll be qualified to be part of it because you really want to come in there and bring your professional attitude and resource and, right?
And you get to discuss. So like, you know, if you're in the group, you get to discuss topics for your business as well. So that's what makes it so powerful. So it's a discussion group. It's a support group. It's not so much of just, but there's tons of free training. I'm going to do free training, but it's for you to bring up topics and discuss and put yourself out there as well for people to see.
Good, good. I mean, right now, you know, again, that's also part of the community. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about marketing on social. Okay, we'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. We're talking about marketing on social, and Ahana is, that's her specialty. She specializes in marketing, and that's her background. So what are the strategies they should be using in social media, Ahana?
So, you know, when we say social right now, you know, you can go so many ways, right? There's so many channels. But for the discussion today, let's just look at Facebook and LinkedIn, because I think most of the coaches are on Facebook and LinkedIn. Facebook has, you know, 2.3 billion monthly users. I think LinkedIn has gone up to 300 million plus monthly active users. So I'm talking about active users. And after Facebook, even though people are moving a little bit away from Facebook, we get this question a lot, you know, what is your LinkedIn strategy? People, you will find a lot of people promoting LinkedIn right now. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn, it's, you know, itself, I mean, obviously they're it's a great platform to get qualified leads. But what you need to understand is with these numbers, 2.3 billion, 300 million, you look at these numbers and you know that your potential client is there, but where the challenge comes for most people is in the targeting. You know, just like you put out a Facebook ad, and if you don't target it right, you're going to waste a lot of money. So you have to think your entire social media strategy from the point of view of targeting. If you don't target it right, which majority of the people don't do, you're in trouble. So how do you target and find the right niche audience, and how do you attract them? That's really the predominant question you should be asking. And many questions, what they do is they're doing this whole thing DIY. You know how much time it takes? People spend, and at an average anyway, people spend about an hour on social. That's the statistics. But when you have a business, and there's a lot of coaches who are spending hours just, you know, on there, you know, just scrolling, trying to comment, trying to gain engagement, trying to do all of this, but they do that or hire a VA. That we get that a lot. I've hired a VA, but I'm not getting any results. And it's because the targeting and the strategy is not right. So right from optimizing your profiles, like every time we change our profiles, we do it a few times a year, we will get a whole bunch of people congratulating. What is this new thing that you're doing? Let's look into, oh, what have you created? So you get that influx of conversation started. So you have to optimize your profiles. You have to figure out what is the exact kind of posting that you want to do, how you want to engage, how you want to keep the algorithm moving in your profiles and pages. And then how do you use social media to grow your network? That part a lot of people miss out, to grow your network, because your referrals come from there. Yep. and keep growing and building that community. These are all parts of an effective social media marketing strategy. But majority of the people are not getting right, starting from targeting. But if you get the right formula and the right reach, which is why you should always outsource. I believe that we should always outsource social media and content marketing, because that's where it's a trap. The coach starts working with it, starts doing the marketing, can't get the results, so they do some more, then they learn another strategy, another tactic. Someone's doing this course on list building, someone's doing this course, and it's just, it's you're trapped. You'll just be in a perpetual trap. You pull it out, outsource it, and focus on the strategy and measure and manage your results. So get your targeting right, have a very clear content and social media calendar. We do 30 days at a time for clients, and then have someone work with that calendar and make sure that posts are, you know, on the money, like their curiosity posts, the engagement posts, they are high value posts. Like, what is it that you're posting? And then all those posts, what do you do with them? You direct them to your community. Direct them to your community, then nurture that community. Give, then do an ask. That 20% that I was saying, just do an ask. And boom, your funnels will always be full. So this is a strategy. This is the long-term strategy that we use. And it's very effective to get consistent, that consistent leads and consistent network that you build up over time. We get a lot of qualified leads coming through that.
And just to add to that, if the people are finding that that's not working for them, then you really go back and address one of the steps they've done wrong.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting people to buy it when you're sitting there and actually trying to get the sales, you haven't built up enough value. And it's really as simple as that. We'll just, the people that are writing it down, let's just make sure that you're paying attention to that. If for some reason you're not getting sales, something has been missed, and your target niche that you're after, you've not provided them enough value. So make sure you just give people as much value as possible, and then they're really going to see the importance of actually getting a product with you.
Yeah. I think it's really important to plan the calendar. That's the key strategically, and that's how you do content and social.
Yeah, I think you've really, you know, nailed it and given us really good key points to focus on. Especially, you know, in all the segments, really. That's why I said you need a pen and a paper and really sit down and then get to work, or contact you and hire Ahana and Daniel to help you. Daniel, you have an ebook coming out called The Ultimate Guide to Booking High-Paying Coaching Packages. So you can you tell us about it, and where are you going to announce the release of this book? And you have to do it in 2 minutes.
So we did just add that new community on Facebook, as we mentioned, and that's our high growth marketing for coaches, therapists, and wellness practitioners. Now that is brand new, and less than 2 weeks. The reason we started that group is we basically wanted to do something different. We wanted to have a community of people that want to engage with us, want to put the stuff back. We want to do lots of live videos and basically get the people to ask for what content they're after and what strategies they really want help with. So it's we want to keep people in there engaged, answering queries. So the group we've put a few incredibly focused trainings on how to grow your coaching business. Now this group is at facebook.com/groups/high-growth-marketing. Now that's all in one word, no spaces, high growth marketing. And hopefully through that you can get the link in here as well, or you can just search high growth marketing on Facebook in groups, and you'll be able to find us there.
And we'll be launching the book. We'll be launching the book there first. So over the next few days, we'll launch this book. It's 100% free book. And the reason why we put this out is we've been getting so many queries. So we wanted to put 9 steps in there, which absolutely guarantee that you're going to get high growth coach, you know, sort of high paying coaching clients. So we'll announce that book inside of the group, or in our mailing list. Do you want to give that mailing list?
Yeah, and if you haven't joined the mailing list, we've also got, you know, lots of good little things there. That's ahanalara.com, activate your leads.
ahanalara.com/activate-your-leads.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming by today and sharing all these great tips with us. We look forward to the ebook. I look forward to it. And definitely we'll see you guys in High Growth Marketing Facebook.
Yes, please do. Come join the discussion. Community. Yeah, come join the discussion.
Sounds great, everybody. Thanks for listening and tuning in. See you next time.
See you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at Cornelia.